This Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast is presented by Robo Motors in Sylacauga, Alabama, well known for quality pre-owned automobiles, RVs, boats, and motorcycles, and by Sylacauga Handicapped, the area's premier source of handicapped mobility and motoring equipment. Listen to the full show from 8 to 11 a.m. on Sundays on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix106.5 mobile apps, and the Mix106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama. Every week, we feature encouraging stories and have a great conversation with guests about their faith. Welcome to Mix Sunday Morning for the week of February 25th, 2024. I'm Greg Wyckoff. In the studio, via Zoom, isn't technology just too cool? Miss Kate Stanford, and people are saying, who in the world is Kate Stanford? And that's what I'm sitting back waiting in excitement for this. Well, first, how are you doing, Miss Kate?
I'm doing great. I'm just happy to be here virtually with you. And, you know, he's awesome too, because he had to work with my schedule and was so accommodating. So I'm just happy we are both here.
Well, here's the toughest question you'll be asked in here. And it is one I ask my guest all the time. And it's, who is Kate Stanford?
That is a very overarching question. I would say, to list off a few of my identities, I'm a Christian, a child of God, first and foremost. I'm a daughter, a friend, a musician, a singer, you know, a listener, just to name a few, a learner, you know. And I would say there's just so much more to our identity, because the Lord has just crafted us so carefully, and there's so many different nuances to each and every one of us as a person. But I would like to say that I'm so much more than just being an artist. That is a huge part of my identity, but I also want to live a life that's, you know, fulfilling and according to what the Lord has planned out for me. So, yeah.
Now, you are in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yes.
And I don't think I've ever met anybody that said I was born in Nashville, Tennessee.
Now, so I'm actually not, I'm not from Nashville. I'm from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
My goodness.
Yes.
How did you get to Nashville from Louisiana?
So basically I was born and raised in Baton Rouge, and then I went to college at the University of Texas in Austin, Texas. And then after graduation, the Lord just called me to go to Nashville to further pursue my career in Christian music. And, you know, I was kind of hemming and hawing. I was like, you know, should I just stay in Austin and get like a 9-to-5? That would be, you know, a more, what's the word, like safe option. And I was like, okay, Lord, give me a sign that I should go there. And at the time, one of my big things was I don't want to live alone. Like, I really need a roommate. And I was like, there's no one I knew that was going to Nashville. One girl who I had mutual friends with in college approaches me, and she's like, hey, I heard you're moving to Nashville. You might be moving to Nashville. I'm moving to Nashville in August. And I was like, wow, God, okay, that's definitely a sign. So we're roommates, and she's just like an amazing friend and an amazing person. So then we kind of commit a little bit later to our apartment situation, and we're, you know, looking at places, and everything's booked up. And this one place we really liked, we called them, and they're like, oh, you know, we're pretty booked, but I'll put you on the wait list. It was like June or July, like pretty late. They called and they're like, we have a 2-bedroom open for you. And I'm like, I thought that I was on like a year long wait list. And I was just like, there was just too many things that lined up to not be divine intervention. So it's, I just had to follow that. I mean, I couldn't ignore those signs.
Well, I know we have another mutual friend, Miss Amanda Nolan, and, you know, her story is she moved from Pennsylvania, left her family, left her boyfriend. Now, did you leave your family in Louisiana?
Yes. So I did. All my family is mostly in like Lafayette, Baton Rouge area in Louisiana. And a lot of people near and dear to my heart are in Austin, Texas right now. And that's actually where I just came from today. It was from Austin, and I had an amazing trip. So I would say the beauty of moving away is that you have little pieces of your heart all over the place, and your home is not just one place anymore.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll come back with more from Miss Kate Stanford on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning. In the studio over Zoom, Miss Kate Stanford. I hope you enjoyed the first segment, and now we'll get into our second segment. All the way from Louisiana, in Nashville, Tennessee, a calling from the Lord to sing and play. Now, when did you start playing? When did you know that you were going to sing and play your music for the Lord?
So it all started, I would say, when I was about 6 years old at my school talent show. And this is not a Christian song, but I was big into Disney and I wanted to sing The Best of Both Worlds by Hannah Montana, you know, the PG version of Miley Cyrus at the time, right? So my mom and I, we came up with this little, you know, choreographed dance routine, and I like sang up on the stage. And I remember everyone being like, whoa, like she's actually pretty good. And from then, my mom put me into voice lessons, and I just ate it up. I loved it. And I was actually I'm a classically trained singer. So for the longest time, I studied classical music, and I felt that there was a calling bigger than classical music. It felt like it put me into this box, and I didn't want to be in the box. I wanted to be out of the box. And I was singing for church and everything, and I really enjoyed that. And even as a really young girl, Christian music got me through a lot of hard times. So that's when I started putting two and two together. The Lord was dropping hints here and there that I was like, you know, combine the two, do Christian music.
That's pretty cool, because, you know, yeah. Christian music helped carry me in my life in very tough times. And it's amazing how God can use it and use the different forms of Christian music, as we talked off air. And there's all kinds of music, but the world has all kinds of music for anybody that wants to hear it. But the message is not the same.
Exactly. Yeah. And what I love about Christian music too, is that there's so many independent artists just rocking everyone's world with, like, you know, Forrest Frank, Josiah Queen, all of these independent artists. They're not the, I guess, traditional like K-Love sound, and nothing wrong with that sound. It's just completely different. So, you know, to those who say that Christian music has to be put into this box, I just don't think that's the case at all. It's like, you can have free artistic expression within Christian music. And I think that it even becomes even more beautiful because we're glorifying Jesus. Like, what's more beautiful than that? I mean, I'm sorry, but like, I don't want to put on the radio and hear a bunch of curse words and demeaning lyrics. It's like, I'm going to internalize that. I don't want to hear that.
It's funny, when I go through town and I listen to music loud, sorry, I've always done it, and and I have NF going off in my truck. You know, it's funny the looks I get, but that's okay. But you're right. Exactly. It is. It's cool because, you know, when Jesus sent the 12 out, they were all different. You know, we're all different. And they went out to share his message in their way. And like you said, the independent Christian artist, they're just like that. God's called you to go out and his fingerprint is on you, but then he's crafted you in a certain way to use what he's given you. And I thank you for taking that calling. And for not going, because it's really easy to sing for the world. I know there's more money in it. You know, I've been in it a long time. I know there's more money, there's more opportunity. But then our God is bigger than all of that. Mm-hmm. And if you go to a show and you sing, and one person, they may not make that profession of faith, change their life right then, you've planted a seed.
Yeah.
And if we pray over those seeds, what a mighty work you're doing.
Well, thank you. Yeah. And it's so interesting too, because I don't know how secular musicians do it, because I feel like this lifestyle is not for the weak. It's very hard. You know, doors get slammed in your face. No, 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 you know. But it's like, what keeps me going is like the possibility of me, you know, facilitating and changing lives through the love of Jesus. It's like, I want to help others. I want to serve others. And that's kind of what keeps me going, is that purpose. And it's like, if I didn't have that purpose, I don't know if I'd have the will to do it, you know?
I know I've tried to bring national artists, if that's what you want to call them, into town. And then to find out that, you know, we don't have all the prerequisites, I guess, the 2,500 seats, the blah, 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 blah. And I'm thinking, you can go to a coffee shop and sit with 10 people and do the same thing. Mm-hmm. You can. And that's the cool part about being independent. You can go and do whatever door the Lord opens. And if it's 10, 20, 2,000, 20,000, he just moves you in that direction.
Exactly. I totally agree. And it's like, you know, I'm blessed with like having a pretty good platform on all my socials, but even just through ministering, like through my social media, like those are my like ride or die people, like the people who support me through and through. And they're like, you know, your music has really touched my life. Those DMs I get from young girls being like, thank you so much for this song. Like, it's gotten me through the tough times in high school and everything. That is invaluable to me. I would rather have 5, you know, people who really support me and who really love me for me and love the Lord and love what I'm doing than 5,000 who don't really care about me and my ministry.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about one of those songs, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Miss Kate Stanford on Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning, and in the studio over awesome technology, because I believe there was a movie a long time ago I watched. Sylvester Stallone was in it, and it's called Total Recall. And he walked into his room, and I remember seeing he video chatted with somebody on the wall. That was a long time. I said, how cool that would be. And we're sitting here doing it right now.
Praise God for technology.
Yes, ma'am. Well, Miss Kate Stanford, Kate, you sent a song to me, and I've listened to it about 5 times today. I think it is just, it's totally cool, the words, because I the more I listen, the more I hear. And you sent a song, it's called Your Heart. Mm-hmm. What inspired you to write this song?
So I, little backstory on this song, I actually released this last Valentine's Day, and the way that I kind of marketed it too was like, you know, even if you don't have someone special on Valentine's Day, Jesus wants your heart, and like he wants to know you, and he is the only one on this, you know, on this earth and beyond that can give us unconditional love. And like that was kind of like the basis of everything. And what inspired this song was I kind of went through some hard times with a church where I felt a little bit unaccepted and excluded from a church community. And for the longest time, I kind of wrestled with like, you know, does God not like want me to be with these people? Does like, you know, questioning my worth, am I not worthy of being these people's friends? And I always just thought in the back of my head, I'm like, he just wants your heart. Like, he just wants you. He doesn't really care if, you know, you can't get into this one specific group with this one church, or he doesn't really care like where you come from, where you live, what clothes you wear. He just wants your heart, and he wants to get to know you. He wants to be in relationship with us. So that song was almost just kind of stripping everything down, taking all of the worldly factors out of my life and just saying, okay, it is good because he wants my heart. Amen. And that's kind of the story behind it. And I actually collaborated with Cindy Morgan to do this song. And I was telling her, I was like, I just want it to be groovy. Like, I want this to be like a declaration of faith. Like, it's not like a sad song. It's like, no, like regardless of all that, he wants your heart. And going back to like I was struggling with self-esteem. That's where the lyrics, you're a living, moving, breathing work of art, because Jesus literally crafted us in our mother's womb, you know, uniquely made. So that's a little backstory.
All right. Well, I tell you what, we'll take a break, and when we come back, I'll get you to intro that song and we'll play it.
Cool.
Miss Kate Stanford on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Make Sunday Morning. And again, I'm so honored and so blessed to have Miss Kate Stanford zooming into the studio. As we talked about in the last segment, she sent a song to us. And so, Kate, we're going to play that song right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Why don't you intro it to us?
Well, guys, again, this is Kate Stanford, and you're listening to Your Heart. I hope you guys love it.
It's like you're watching a slow train, adding up all of your mistakes. Do you think he hears your heartbreak? You got a loose ideal of real grace. That's not right, that's not true. There's only one thing he wants from you.
That's Kate Stanford and Your Heart right here on Mix Sunday Morning. The Suit Up Ministry Minute by Dr. Jeff Springer.
This is a Suiting Up Minute with Jeff Springer. Have you ever been around a person that has a contagious personality? A person that seems to possess an intangible quality that cannot be easily duplicated, even while enduring difficult circumstances? Whenever I encounter a person like that, it motivates me to be better. Usually, if I am able to spend any time with them at all, it becomes clear that the origin of their contagious quality stems from a deep relationship with Jesus Christ. In 1 Thessalonians 1:6, it reads, "And you become imitators of us and of the Lord when, in spite of severe persecution, you welcome the message with the joy from the Holy Spirit." Be contagious, a contagious Christian, by imitating His teachings and positively living your life for Him. Man, get in the game. Today is game day, and so is every day God gives you. So come on, man, suit up. To follow the Suit Up movement, go to suitupministries.org for contact information.
It's Mick Sunday morning. I hope you enjoyed the show today, Miss Kate Stanford. Zooming in with us, I want to thank Dickie Wright, Robo Motors, Sylacauga Handicap, First Baptist Church of Childersburg for sponsoring the show. And Miss Kate, before we wrap this show up with you, can I just say a prayer?
Absolutely. I would love that.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful child that you've brought to the show. Lord, I see the spirit of excitement. Lord, I see the gift and the talent that you've given her. God, I ask you to just to continue to sustain her, Lord, to guide her, to protect her. Lord, to open the doors to grow your kingdom. Put your hedge of protection around her as she travels. And Lord, give her the wisdom and knowledge in your eyes to see every opportunity that you lay out before her. Bless her and her music. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Well, I hope you've had fun with the show. I enjoy you taking the time. I hope everybody loves the song. How can they get in touch with you? How can they, I don't want to say follow you because you're like me. I said, you can't follow me because you'll fail if you follow me. But how can they find out about Kate Stanford?
So you can find me on all social media platforms. So whether that's Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram Threads, it's a new thing I'm doing, at Kate Stanford Music. And then you can find all of my merchandise, upcoming shows, things like that, at my website at katestanfordmusic.com.
All right. When is your next show?
So we are waiting on some summer festivals right now. So fingers crossed, need some prayers for that, because I've been blessed enough to play a few summer festivals for the past few summers. I've done Big Ticket Festival, Kingdom Bound, and I was meant to play Sunrise, but unfortunately Sunrise got canceled because of terrible weather. So I've been so blessed with those shows. So I'm just hoping, Lord willing, that I'll be invited back to some of them. So we'll see.
Well, we're going to see what we can do about getting you down to Alabama, because
I would love that. That would be so fun.
See, this show is different because I believe that you're just not an interview for me. You're not. Mm-hmm. The Lord has done something, and now I have to do something. Mm-hmm. And it's to, we'll get you down here. We'll get you into a concert, into a church. We'll get something going.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
All right.
And I'm actually going to Florida in March. I'm like going to like the Pensacola area. So I don't know how far that is from where you are in Alabama.
You would come not too far because you come straight down 65. And you would, we're not very far off 65.
Okay. Interesting.
Yes, ma'am. That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Well, again, Kate, you know, God bless you. You know, I'll be praying for you as you are, you know, you're doing what God has put in your heart, the fire that He is burning in you. And again, thank you for following that, for following Him. And because Christian music is tough too. I know secular music is the way to go, but I've learned dealing with agents and all the different layers. I thought, man, this isn't Christian music. This isn't Christian music. This is not what it's meant to be, but it is what it is. So thank you. Thank you for taking that step and doing the call. So,
well, thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. And you can listen to this on Spotify on Monday. You go out on Spotify. It's Mix Sunday Morning. And I believe it's up to the 93rd, 94 podcast. So I want to plan something pretty cool for the 100th. So we may
that would be really cool.
Yeah, we may have to see if we can get you and Amanda and who. We'll just have to see if we can get a big group of people in on that 100th podcast.
That would be awesome. I also have some other independent artists I'd love to recommend to you if you ever need any other interviewees. So
I would love it because I used to be a part of indie community here in Alabama. And I would try to grab all the Christian artists and speakers and set them up in churches to play, parks to play. And I just feel the Lord is knocking on my heart on that again. So who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
So I'll give you a few names. Mm-hmm. Artist name is Arielle Nicole Music. She's actually based in Florida, Pace, Florida. She has like insane music and she's an independent artist and a good friend of mine. So if you ever need another interview.
All right. You'll have to send me that info.
I'll send you her Instagram profile.
Okay. And yeah. You have to tell her I have to send her a message. I'll be sending her a message. She'll have to read it.
Okay.
Because I know.
Okay. I'll tell her to read it.
We'll have a great week. Have a great weekend. And just God bless you. Miss Kate Stanford. Right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Thanks for listening. If you like what you've heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, or the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. I'm Greg Wyckoff, and this program is a product of Radio Alabama.